Jason dropped out of the tick tree to discover that even here, in the muggy heart of her private jungle garden, Queen Mother Tenel Ka was not alone. Seated in a small sunken courtyard, with her rust-colored braids hanging down the back of her sleeveless frock, she was surrounded by 20 courtiers, all attired in absurd hand-tailored imitations of the Queen Mother's rustic fashion. Jason crept up silently behind a camouflaged sentry who was patrolling the musky foliage along the garden wall, the last of the palace's many layers of security, and grasped the man's neck. The fellow tried to spin and yell the alarm, but went limp as Jason sent a paralyzing jolt of force energy through his spine. Still alert to her Jedi instincts, Tenel Ka felt the disturbance and turned on her bench, revealing a classic profile even more stunning than the one in Jason's memory. He expanded his presence in the Force so she would not be alarmed, then lowered the unconscious sentry to the ground and stepped out of the shrubbery. Tenel Ka, smiling warmly, opened her arms. Jason was not surprised to see that the right one still ended at the elbow.
"Jason," she cried. "Welcome."
"Thank you." It warmed Jason's heart to find such an enthusiastic reception. "It's good to see you again, Queen Mother." She pressed herself tightly enough to Jason's chest. Jason hugged her back and, noting the noxious glowers from her male courtiers, tried not to smirk. "I apologize for entering this way," Jason said, "but your social secretary refused to announce me. He kept telling me you were unavailable." Tenel Ka released him and took a step back, her expression darkening.
"Which one?"
"I must see that he's corrected."
"No need."
Jason allowed himself the hint of a smile. "He has been. Thank you for taking the time to see me, Queen Mother."
"No, thank you for coming," Tenel Ka said.
"You cannot know how refreshing it is to speak with someone who is not trying to win my hand or coax something out of me." Jason felt instantly guilty.
"Actually, I did come to ask a favor.
A big one."
"I know."
Tenel Ka squeezed his arm and leaned closer to him.
"Everyone wants something from me. It is the Haven way, Jason."
"Including me?"
Tenel Ka looked away. "Even you, Jason."
She sat down and patted the bench beside her, then said,
"Now the houses of my suitors will be united against you. It would be wise to watch what you eat while you are here."
"Thanks," Jason said, "but I won't be staying."
"Of course not."
Tenel Ka continued to look away, but Jason sensed tears in her voice.
"What is it you need from us?"
"You felt Raynar's call?" Jason asked.
"Yes. In the end, I had to keep myself locked in the palace. I didn't know who it was from. I thought maybe..."
Then Tenel Ka turned to face him. Her gray eyes were clear and steady, but she had not bothered to wipe the tear tracks from her cheeks.
"I have heard that a colony of Kylix is threatening Chiss space."
In that moment, the entire weight of the last 5 years' loneliness fell on Jason's heart, and he wanted nothing more than to take Tenel Ka in his arms and kiss her. Instead, he said,
"It's a complicated situation."
Their gazes met, and neither hurried to look away.
"All right, Jason. I confess, I cannot guess. What is it you require of us?"
"A battle fleet," he said. "For the Kylix colony." Jason elaborated on the past events. Tenel Ka's face did not show the surprise that Jason sensed from her in the Force.
"That is a great deal to ask. The Hapen Consortium is a member of the Galactic Alliance."
"Does that mean the Galactic Alliance makes your decisions for you?" Tenel Ka's gray eyes turned steely.
"It means that we try to avoid angering Alliance friends."
"It's more important to prevent this war," Jason said. "The Chiss are pushing too hard, and the Kylix couldn't withdraw if they wanted to. It's going to erupt into full-blown carnage, unless something happens to give the Chiss pause and the colony a reason to be patient."
And why should it matter to the Hapen people if a border conflict on the other side of the galaxy does become war? Because it would end in xenocide, one way or the other, Jason answered. Tennel Kaa turned and looked up into the palm trees, and Jason sensed in the silence her Jedi instincts battling her duties as the Hapen Queen. Finally, she stood and extended her hand. I think my suitors have had enough time to plot your death.
I'm glad I could bring them together.
Yes, you have been very useful that way. They started down the moss path toward the water. I hope you will stay the night. It would be even more effective.
Jason slowed. Tennel Kaa. He did not need to wonder exactly what she was asking. He could feel it in the Force. I didn't come here to become your paramour.
You won't.
Paramours are playthings.
She stopped in full view of the pond's far bank and gave him a long, warm kiss.
And I would never play with you, Jason Solo. Jason was beginning to feel very carried along, and spending the night could only help his chances of getting the fleet.
Then I'll stay, he said. But it can only be one night.
One night is fine, Tennel Kaa said. One night will be very useful.